Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Welcome, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Listen, it is Mother's Day weekend, and I want to set aside our normal podcast and just talk about my mother for a moment and give her a celebrated moment on my podcast as I talk to you about her. Hopefully that this podcast will delight you. It'll bring some memories with you and your mother, and if not, I do understand that there are some mothers that kids kind of scrunch during this day. Now, I always like to recognize that because every Mother's Day is not a good Mother's Day for everyone. And I am aware of that, and I pray that you hold on and be strong as you go through this Mother's Day. For those who did not go through a lifetime of a good mother, or their mother decided to give them away and they're still going through those pains. But I want to tell you that you made it. If you're listening to this podcast and you're over 30 or 40 years old, that you made it. And hopefully that you have children of your own and you are setting a new trend for your family as a mother example for your kids. So I want you to be strong as you go through this moment on Mother's Day. If you are going through a type of mother like you remember the movie called Mother's Dearest? I would never forget that movie. That's when I recognized that everybody do not go through happy moments during Mother's Day. And it's a trying time and during this time. But I just want to set aside and just recognize that. And I understand. I truly do understand. But this podcast today, I wanted to just talk to you about my mother and some of the experience that I dealt with her. Some good things, some trying things, some things that I dealt with and how I was feeling at the moment. But I wrote a book called The Journey, and I wrote some things about her and my experience as I grew up in my life. And there are some pictures in the book if you want to get a copy of that book. It's called The Journey. You can go to my website at sonyabuchanan.com and just click on the link, and it'll take you directly to the site to purchase it. But my mother was really... She was a backbone in the family. You know, she's very strong willed and proven to be right, and she didn't let anything conquer her. And as I am the second child, the middle child, I was the second child for 10 years, and then my mother had another child. But as I grew up in life, it's really interesting. My mother was very supportive. She support everything, you know, and she is one person that you can't tell her no. She's very strong-willed when it comes to that. I think that's where we have our butting heads. I like to do things on my own at first. And then if I have any questions, then I ask. But she wants to do it for me. and she has it honest. She want to do it for me. And I appreciate it, because there have been a lot of times that I needed her assistance. Now, recently, about a couple of years ago, I had squirrels in my house, y'all. This was maybe about 2 years ago. And I was telling her, I got squirrels in the house. I don't know how they're coming into the attic, but every day the squirrels would come and make all this noise, and it was driving me crazy. And I asked my mom to tell my dad, to come over and help me figure out how the squirrels are getting into the house. But she didn't tell my dad. She showed up with the ladder and tools and plywood to make sure that I had a walking platform on the ceiling so I won't fall through the ceiling, which I did. But I was so mad at her for coming and not telling my dad. But, I yelled at her, stay down there, I can handle it. No, but she wants to walk up the ladder into the attic. I'm going to help you, and we're arguing. This is my life with her, arguing the entire lifetime. Because I'm telling her, no, I don't need your help. And she's fussing at me about, yes, you do need my help. And it's just like, oh my God. But, you know, overall, we got the squirrels out. We nailed the entrance. I think it's the vent that is in the attic. And we nailed it. And it's so funny because I'm telling her to stay down, you know, because I was concerned about her safety. And I fell through my ceiling. My foot fell straight through the ceiling. And she made the comment and said, "Now, you're the one that needs help to be saved." And I kind of laughed about that. But my mother is interesting and helping and very supportive when it comes to those things. I remember when I first bought my house, you know, she comes in measuring, showing me how to measure the windows for the perfect blinds and what type of window coverings to get. And she has ordered all this stuff. And I'm telling her, don't do all that. But she understood that I'm buying a house. I would need to close the windows because blinds was not up. I did not know that, you know. And I remember times when I needed to hang a ceiling fan. And I kid you not, I remember asking a young gentleman to come over and help me. I needed his strength to hold the ceiling fan while I put the ceiling fan up, because I understood how to do it. I just need the strength of a stronger person to hold it while I screw in the ceiling fan. He didn't know how to do any of it. So I asked my mom to ask my dad again. You know, here she come with the ladder. He said, "I know how to do it. You know, I know how to do it." So she's showing me, we two women. And I'm thinking, "Dad, can you come over?" But she doesn't tell my dad. She just come over and help me do whatever maintenance or things I needed to do around the house. This is my mother, you know, and I'm thinking, can Dad come over here and help me? Now, Dad shows up with my brother. Now, and I fuss at him all the time, but with my mother, she just wants to do stuff for me. And I'm fussing at her because I'm telling her I can do it. And so I think it's more so that she wants to help me, you know, conquer and do all these things, and she wants to do it with me. But I remember, and I'm not going to make this podcast too long because this is only a Mother's Day celebration, because Mother's Day is on Sunday. But I remember the front of my house, the panel was deteriorating for whatever reason. It could have been just old or just termites or whatever. And she continues to come over and she says, "When are you going to fix that? When are you going to fix the hole on the panel of that door?" And I said, I get to it, because, you know, when you're a single person and you have a house, there's so much stuff you have to do, catering. I was going to get to it. But I remember one Saturday morning about 7 a.m., I'm hearing someone banging on my door, just banging. I'm like, "Oh, my God, what is this? What is this noise?" And it is my mother. I open the door and my mother is, she's repairing the door. And I was livid. You guys, I was so mad at her. It's 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning and she's driving all the way 30 minutes away from where I live, because she used to live like 5 minutes away from me, but her and my dad relocated and they moved 30 minutes away. And she's at my house at 7 a.m. in the morning, repairing this panel. So that means she had to take the panel off my door, take it to Home Depot, have them to measure the exact color of the paint of my house, then turn around, buy the material to seal up the hole. I mean, she's done all of these things, bought the paint, have the paint brushes, and banging on my door, nailing things. And I'm thinking to this woman, "What are you doing? You're not young. You're not 20 years old." And I was livid. I was so angry with her. Now, there's a reason why I'm telling you this. I was so angry with that woman. She says, this is her excuse for doing it. She says, it embarrasses her that my door had a damaged panel on the front door. She said it embarrasses her. It makes her seem like that she's not a good mother, that I have a hole on the panel of my door. And I'm thinking, you don't live here. Why? We're arguing. But you guys, I'm going to tell you the truth. After she finished it and she knew I was livid, she just finished it and just got in the car and went on home. And I was mad. I was so angry with her, I wouldn't talk to her for about 2 weeks because of that. Because she put herself in danger. One, it's early in the morning. You at a by yourself. You're not young. And you're out doing all this stuff. You're on my front door banging. You know, there's safety issues. And I was so livid. I did not talk to her for about 2 weeks for that. But when I came home, you know, every day, I did appreciate the fact that she did fix it. Y'all, just like a kid. I did appreciate she fixed it, but I didn't appreciate her doing it without my permission. And she kind of violated my, you know, my choice of let me do it. You can show me how to do it, but don't you do it. You know, and I was livid. I did tell her to my dad, and I told him, you know, hide her keys. Do not let her have the keys at night. Just kind of lock them up so she won't do all these things that a mother would do for their child, you know, because I wasn't like my sister and brother and niece, you know. They didn't mind. I'm one of the ones who like to do things, try to do things on my own, because I look at life as if I don't learn how to do these things, your parents is not going to always be here. So when they're not here, you got to know how to do these things. So if you're having them to do all these things for you and you don't learn how to do them, then you're going to be in a situation where you don't have the knowledge to know how to do. So I make sure that whenever I am having maintenance done on my houses, trimmings, new blinds, or all of that, I try to do it first. And then if I have any questions, me asking questions, they can assist me if I need their assistance. Because as I stated, your mother is not going to be here forever. And you know, I try to take as many notes now, and I'm trying to get her to write down all the things that I need to do and that she knows, so it can be passed down, because you know, they're irreplaceable. You know, mothers are irreplaceable. They're also stubborn because they will not allow their children to grow up past 6, even though you may be 30 and 40 years old. I still think that they think we're 6 years old. But I believe that is something that a mother is, it's in them. Because her mother treated my sister the same way, like a baby. And it used to irritate me in that manner as well. So I think that is something that a mother does. But I just wanted to share that with you about my mother during this Mother's Day. And one more story, and I want to share with you about my mother. I remember I put this also in the book called The Journey. My dad, who facilitated our house, who built the house, he at the time was building a garage outside, and it was going to be wooden panels. And he was building a large garage, enough to put his tractor and lawnmowers and all his tools. And he had been working on this garage for a length of time during that day. And here it was about 8 o'clock at night. My mother comes out of the house and she walks down the pathway, because they had over 5 acres of property. So the garage wasn't that close to the house, but it was a distance. So my mother walks down to the garage, and my dad was putting up the last panel on the house. And I was over to the home talking to my dad while he was working, you know. And she comes out and she says, you know, you know, when are you going to be finished? It's time to eat. And she says, and by the way, you're going to have to take all those panels down because they're crooked. They're not going to work, because when you put the last one up, it's not going to fit. When she said that, I looked over at my dad and the look on his face was hot. He was angry. He was about to go there. And my dad is so mild and meek, and he doesn't do a lot of yelling and arguing. But that day, I saw another look on his face when he'd been working since 8 o'clock that morning and the last panel was about to be finished. And she said, those panels are all crooked. You're going to have to take every one of them down. And she saw his face too. And she said, well, hold on a second. Let me go and turn the food off. And I come out and we can take the panels down and we can put them back up. And so that's what she did. They did it all night and put the panels, took the panels down and put them back up. And they completed it that night. Of course, the job wasn't finished with two hands. It was, it cut the time. But that was the kind of mother my mother was. She was a helper. She, you know, when it talks about women being a helpmate, you know, truly that was an example of what a helpmate is. And I just wanted to share these little messages and stories about my mother during this Mother's Day weekend. Listen, you guys, I hope you enjoy the weekend, the week and the weekend that's coming forth. And just celebrate and enjoy your weekend. This is the end of our podcast. And this is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Bye, you guys. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye you guys.